Krishna Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj, thank you so much, Mataji, for your association in the call. Very fortunate to have you in the call, Mataji. Please take over, Mataji. Today we are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, second chapter, 172 onwards.
Thank you everyone for joining us. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada, all goes to Srila Gurudev and all the devotees. We are going to read now from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitani Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sakram Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadhu Tam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrinda Maneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhaye Vacha Patitanam Pavuni Pro Vaishnavesyo Namo Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So, we are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, chapter 2, and the last verse. Sri Rupa Raghunatho Pade Jarasho, Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahi Krishna Dasho. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunatha, I always desiring their mercy. I, Krishna Das, narrate this Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps. Purport. Summarizing this chapter, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that one should derive from it the following lessons. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is an incarnation of mercy, he nevertheless gave up the company of one of his personal associates, namely Junior Haridas. For if he had not done so, Shuddha devotees would have taken advantage of Junior Haridas's fault by using it as an excuse to live and as devotees and at the same time have illicit sexual connections. Such activities would have demoralized the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as a result, devotees would surely have gone to a hellish life in the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 2. By chastising Junior Haridas, the Lord set the standard for acharyas or the heads of institutions propagating the Chaitanya cult. And for all actual devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to maintain the highest standard. 3. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed that a pure devotee should be simple and free from sinful activities, for thus one can be his bona fide servant. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his followers how to observe the renounced order strictly. 4. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to prove that his devotees are exalted and that their character is ideal. He kindly accepts his faithful devotees and teaches them how much tribulation and disturbance can be produced by even a slight deviation from the strict principles of devotional service. 5. By chastising Junior Haridas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his mercy toward him, thus showing how elevated was Junior Haridas's devotion for him. Because of this transcendental relationship, the Lord corrected even a slight offense committed by his pure devotee. Therefore, one who wants to be a pure devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should give up all material sense gratification. Otherwise, the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very difficult to attain. 6. If one dies in such a celebrated holy place as Prayag, Mathura, or Vrindavan, one can be relieved of the reactions to sinful life and then attain the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. 7. Although a pure or faithful devotee may fall down, he nevertheless ultimately gets the chance to go back home to God by the mercy of the Lord. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, 2nd chapter, describing the chastisement thus Junior Haridas. So, yes, the last verse of this chapter is a prayer to Srila Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswami by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And he is always desiring their mercy. So he could, you know, he can edit the Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps. So I just wanted to, you know, say something little bit about that, right? For us also, we are the followers of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. Rupa Goswami's teachings, like Shikshamrita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and then Ujjwala Nilamani, the sequel of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and other books too. And his Namashtakam, beautiful. Namashtakam is there also. Glorification of Holy Name. And Sri Raghunath Das Goswami's teachings also we follow. Very elevated devotees they read. Mana Shiksha, written by Raghunath Das Goswami. Or Bilap Kusumanjali. Vilap Kusumanjali, those books. And they also take instructions from their life stories. Like Raghunath Das Goswami is the embodiment of detachment. Nobody can copy his detachment, but of course they can develop detachment from all material connection. It is required too. Raghunath Das Goswami's teaching and Rupa Goswami's teachings are very powerful. Of course, all teachings are by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Raghunath Das Goswami as his very dear follower, or he was the associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he put him under the guidance of Sri Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar was very confidential associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all his very confidential pastimes. And Raghunath Das Goswami's and Swarup Damodar's very confidential service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were executed by them. See, the devotees understand in Vrindavan, Krishna's Leela is in Sambhog Rasa. Sambhog Rasa Vigraha is Sri Krishna, and he displays his pastimes in Vrindavan. Means ecstatic loving service in union. And in Navadvip Dham, his Vipralamba Rasa Vigraha is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the devotees assisting Lord Krishna in his Sambhog Leela in Vrindavan, and devotees are also assisting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Vipralamba Rasa tasting, Aswadana. They are known as very confidential associates. Many, many devotees, where the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he gave holy name to each one and everyone. They're all devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But to become a confidential devotees or associate of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still different. So Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also in many places wrote that he accepted the six Goswamis as his Siksha Guru. That verse we get in Adi Leela. In Adi Leela chapter 1 and text number 36 and 37, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says in the chapter name Spiritual Masters. You know, it's nice to go back to those chapters or those texts to understand how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami accepted six Goswamis as his Shiksha Gurus. And same thing with us also. So in Adi Leela chapter 1, Adi Leela chapter 1, text number 36 and 37, we see Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says very beautiful points. 36, my instructing spiritual masters are Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Goswami, Sri Gopala Bhatta Goswami, and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. So they are also our Shiksha Gurus, instructing spiritual masters. 37, these six are my instructing spiritual masters, and therefore I offer millions of respectful obeisances unto their lotus feet. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami always remain very faithful and grateful the lotus feet of the instructing spiritual masters, namely mainly Srila Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. And always seeking their mercy. And the same process for us too. Always seeking the mercy of the Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru. Especially the six Goswamis and Guru Vargas, right? Our Parama Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. We need their mercy, instructions, and empowerment too. We must remain grateful at the lotus feet forever, eternally. Then again, in one place, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, Sri Rupa Kripai Paino Bhaktiro Bhakti Rasho Pranto. Bhakti Rasho Pranto. That is also he said in Adi Lila in chapter 5, text number 202 and 203. Glories of the Lord, Nityananda and Balaram, that chapter. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is mentioning text number 203 and 202 and 203. He mentioned that how the six Goswamis were his instructing gurus. And so for us also they are instructing gurus. So 202. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, text 202 of chapter 5, Adi Lila, by his mercy I have attained the shelter of the great personality, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, and by his mercy I have found the refuge of Sri Swarup Damodar. 203, by the mercy of Sanatana Goswami, I have learned the final conclusions of devotional service, and by the grace of Sri Rupa Goswami, I have tasted the highest nectar of devotional service. So, for us also, if we are really very much careful and attentive, then definitely we can collect all those gems, unless they are mercy. We cannot understand even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Means we cannot enter into the teachings of Mahaprabhu. Also, we cannot enter in the pure devotional service to Sri Sri Radha Govinda. They're all linked together. So at the end of each chapter, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami expressed his gratefulness. Also, many other verses are there. Shri Raghunath Das Prabhuji Amar. Also, he said that same point at Adi Lila chapter 10. Here again he said, Sanatan, by the mercy of Sanatan Goswami, I learned about the Bhakti Siddhanta, conclusion of the devotion service. So that's why he always mentioned this. And it is very important for us also. Now in this chapter, especially, Srila Prabhupada spoke about, what is that? Wrong. So Antalila, I'm going back to Antalila. And chapter 2 in the last verse where Srila Prabhupada giving us the summary of this chapter. Summarize that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur actually summarized this chapter, and he said one should derive from it the following lessons. We learned so many lessons from this chapter, special chapter, because chastisement of junior Haridas. Apparently, we don't see any mistake on the part of junior Haridas. If we try to understand very minutely according to the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we understand that all this, there should be Vaishnava etiquettes, right? We must follow that Vaishnava etiquette. On the request of Bhagavan Das, Junior Haridas went to Madhavi Devi for asking some rice. Somehow, in the heart, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is residing. He understood. He sensed that unnecessarily, being a sannyasi, he was intimately dealing with the woman. We do not understand anyone's heart, but Mahaprabhu understands because he is residing in everyone's heart. He is Antaryami. And as a sannyasi, the principle of that ashrama is very strict actually. It saves us from so many faults. As a devotee, we must increase our intimacy with the Supreme Lord. As a devotee, we must increase our intimacy with Srimati Radharani and the teachings, and Mahaprabhu's teachings. We must increase our intimacy in a proper way. And it is according to ashram, we must follow the Vaishnava etiquette. And Supreme Lord is above anything. He is completely free from any sin. Apapa Vriddham. Fully transcendental. So Mahaprabhu did not make any mistake. But he ultimately gave shelter to his very dear associate, Junior Haridas. Through him, he gave us the teachings. Very great lesson, grave warning. Otherwise, the purity of Vaishnavism, religion or philosophy, there will be impurities. Still, so many sahajiyas are doing so nonsense. But because of these incidents, we do not accept the sahajiyas' activities or their whatever they are doing is Vaishnav Dharma. That is not Vaishnav Dharma. Whatever sahajiyas are doing, that is not at all Vaishnav Dharma. Upper sampradayas. There are 13 upper sampradayas. They do totally against the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. They do everything which is not at all according to the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our predecessors, our Guru Vargas and six Goswamis. They make, even they do not chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra properly. They made up their own mantra. Maha Mantra cannot be segmented or broken or taken away something, some part, add something and declare as a mantra. Now, the way Maha Mantra has been given, that is final. But they are doing all nonsense. So if Mahaprabhu had not chastised Junior Haridas, then we would have taken anything can be known as Vaishnava Bhakti. It's not Vaishnavism. So that was the important. It was a great mercy upon us by Mahaprabhu. We understood what is pure bhakti, pure Vaishnavism, and what is impure. We now understand the difference, right? And we can save ourselves also from falling prey. That's why even 100 years before, like 120 or 20 years, you know, before, people would not pay any respect to the Vaishnavas. They would take it very cheap. Even the Sahajiyas, means they take this Vaishnavism or Vaishnava Bhakti very cheaply. It is simple, but it is not cheap. Bhakti to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhakti to Sri Krishna is really simple. But it is not cheap. Unless one is very simple at heart, honest at heart, and sincere, he cannot achieve bhakti. So that's the point. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an incarnation of mercy. So mercifully he chastised his own devotee to give us the lesson not to do this thing. Especially in the sannyas ashram. Mahaprabhu was much more relaxed with the grihastha devotees, but not the sannyasi devotees. And it is required because we pay so much honor and respect to the sannyasis for a reason, right? Because of their purity. So it is very important to keep their purity. And means even within our mind, we should not keep any illicit connection with anyone. Women to men, men to women. Then bhakti is totally spoiled. No material desires. Like in Sikshashtra, right? We pray to Lord Krishna. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundari. Kavitamba jagadisha kama. Mama janmani janmaneshware bhavatat bhakti ahit. We must recite the Sikshashtakam and meditate on each verse before chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. With the prayer, we beg, please allow me to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as pure as possible, the way you want, right? In the first stanza, we understand glorification of the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The second verse, we understand the greatness of the holy name. But due to the presence of the aparadhas, right, offenses to the holy names, offenses to the Vaishnavas, we are unable to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra purely. So in the third verse, Mahaprabhu says how to remove the offenses. Trinadapi sunichena, tararapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. In that state of consciousness, we can chant purely and constant the holy name. And then for prayer, nadanam najanam. Fifth also prayer. Ayi nandatamuja kinkaram patitam mambasmi babam. Kripaya tava pada pankajastita duli sadjisham vichintai. O Krishna, the son of Maharajananda. Some or other, I've fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Terrible, terrible ocean of birth and death. Very dangerous ocean of birth and death, right? Please pick me up. It is a prayer. Consider me as a speck of dust at your lotus feet. So the Sikshashtaka is prayer also. Before chanting, you must have these prayers to Krishna and beg for his help. Allow me. Give me that purity so I can chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra purely. And because of my offenses, when I chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, tears don't come. So it's also prayer. The pure chanting melts your heart, makes your heart so soft. That in every syllable of the Mahamantra, you experience Krishna's presence and you feel you are totally unqualified in every respect, but still some or other, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, you want to offer your love to Krishna. You want to serve Krishna eternally, to be engaged in the service of Krishna. Shri Radha Krishna. Radharani's mercy is absolute. Tomorrow is Radhashtami at your place. Here, our day after tomorrow, on 26th. Without Radharani's mercy or Mahaprabhu's mercy, we cannot enter in Vrindavan. We cannot enter into Vrindavan consciousness, even Navadvip consciousness. Radharani's mercy is absolutely required. Please allow me. Please allow me. Allow me to render the service. When little love is there, then we feel separation from Krishna. And last one is total surrender. It doesn't matter. Whatever happens to me, it doesn't matter. You can make my life comfortable, blissful, happy by giving your darshan or not, or make my life not so comfortable, happy. You may trample upon me. You may embrace me in love. It doesn't matter whatever happens in my life, it doesn't matter. I only desire your happiness. I want to serve you, make you happy, increase your happiness. This mood we develop, which is the pure devotee's mood, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wants us to achieve that platform. For that, he performed many pastimes to warn us, be careful about the offenses. It is required. Endeavor must be there to become pure devotee, to be able to chant purely the holy name. On the other hand, be careful from offenses. Detect in oneself. We must have self-examination, right? We must do our self-examination. What is my weakness? What is my actual difficulties to chant purely? What makes me away from Krishna? What makes me to come close to Krishna? Like that, many things we have to analyze how to chant purely. So Mahaprabhu is the incarnation of mercy. He is always ready to give his mercy upon us, help. Generally, we are not that much interested in, you know, rendering pure devotional service with pure heart, pure simplicity. We're generally interested how to remove our difficulties from our lives, isn't it? We're suffering. How to get out of all the suffering? That's our main goal, how to make our life more comfortable. Because we are overwhelmed with so many troubles. Your devotees, they don't care. They don't care their own suffering, own comforts, own, you know, what is called good life, nothing. Only their goal is how to make happy Krishna. If Krishna is happy, Radharani is happy, then we immediately happy. That is the natural condition. So many lessons he gives us by performing his pastimes. From one pastime we learned so many lessons. In this pastime also he showed so many lessons, gave us so many lessons. So by chastising junior Vedas, the Lord set the standard of acharyas, or the heads of the institution, propagating Chaitanya cult for all actual devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to maintain the highest standard. And we as a devotee also should increase our standard, come to the absolute standard. Mahaprabhu will help us. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed that the pure devotee should be simple and free from sinful activities. Life should be always free from sinful activities, free from karma. Then there's no bondage. What makes us life sinful? As long as we are not accepting our swarupa, that we are part and parcels of Krishna. See, two sides of life. One is impure life, another side is pure life. What makes us pure? What makes us impure? Impure means sinful. When I accept our identity as the part and parcel of Krishna and servant of Krishna, we go towards the pure life. Sin-free life, pure life. When I do not accept, then we are always in the impure life or sinful life. Accepting our swarupa means whole consciousness must be transformed. The sense of being part of Krishna, sense of Krishna's servant only. The pure soul has only one identity, right? Nothing is mixed in that. The pure state of existence of the soul is the servant of Krishna. When I accept, we act, we feel, it doesn't matter where we live, then we are all, and we enter into pure life and we live a pure life. If we do not do that, you're always impure and live in an impure life. So that's the point. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed that the pure devotee should be simple and free from sinful activities. But thus one can be his bona fide servant. To become bona fide servant of Krishna, we have to accept the pure life. That's the point. 4. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to prove that his devotees are exalted and that their character is ideal. So kindly accepts his faithful devotees. He kindly accepts his faithful devotees and teaches them how much tribulation and disturbance can be produced by even slight deviation from the strict principle of devotion. It's a fact. If we try to follow 4 regulative principles, if you break any of them, you won't get any peace in the heart. Life will be very much disturbed. Life will be full of disturbances. From one fault, it goes many faults, right? Should not break the 4 regulative principles. We should keep it very pure. Life must be kept very pure. At the same time, always remain in prayerful mood in the prayer of Najanam. Najanam Nasundi, I don't want anything, but I want your devotional service, birth after birth. That deep desire must be very burning inside, you know, very alive. 5. By chastising Junior Haridas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his mercy toward him, thus showing him how elevated was Junior Haridas' devotion for him. Because of this transcendental relationship, the Lord corrected even a slight offense committed by his pure devotee. Therefore, one who who wants to be a pure devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should give up all material sense gratification. Otherwise, the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very difficult to attain. Pure devotion, service and shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, favor of Mahaprabhu is very easy to obtain for the simple devotees. But if we do not remain very careful and vigilant, and if we give ourselves into sense gratification in any form, then it is very difficult to attain the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we attain Sri Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. Our path is clearly open through the mercy of Sri Mahaprabhu. His mercy is also available. But from our side, we must endeavor one simple thing: to become pure. Never indulge any sort of sinful activity, mentally, verbally, or any way, physically. Strictly, we must follow four regulative principles and prayer against Shikshashtakam. I don't want anything but your pure devotional service. It doesn't matter what happens in my life, whether it is happy life, you know, disturbed life, it doesn't matter. My goal is to see, my desire is to see your happiness. That's the point. Devotees in Vrindavan always trying to Krishna make happy. How? By bringing Srimati Radharani close to Krishna. Because Krishna's 100% heart is totally absorbed in Radharani. And he's 100% happy by the association of Radharani. And Radharani's 100% love is for Krishna. Radharani also 100% devoted to Krishna. Krishna is also 100% devoted to Radharani. So they're always happy. By seeing them very happy, devotees are happy. So in Vrindavan, where we are assisting, we are doing everything for the highest pleasure of Krishna and Radharani. Because they are very happy together, so always bring them together. That is our service in Vrindavan, in Sambhog Leela, Krishna Sambhog Leela. Ecstatic bliss in union with Srimati Radharani. In Vrindavan and Navadvip, Mahaprabhu is in the mood of separation from his beloved Krishna. So devotees assist in Navadvip Leela. Navadvip Leela means Jagannath Puri Leela included. When Mahaprabhu is in the mood of separation, thinking of Radharani's love, how she is tasting the chanting her Hare Krishna Mahamantra, how is tasting all the services she is rendering to Krishna, how she is deeply remembering Krishna. So the confidential associates, they help Mahaprabhu by reciting suitable verses from different scriptures to nourish his mood. This is Vipralamba Rasa Seva. That is Sambhog Rasa Seva. Vipralamba Rasa Seva in Navadvip Leela. And in Navadvip Leela, Mahaprabhu is performing Audariya Leela. What is that? Giving the chance of performing devotional service to Krishna, bringing everyone at the lotus feet of Krishna and distributing holy name to everyone. Hare Krishna Mahamantra to everyone, encouraging everyone, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, going door to door, encourage everyone, please come, become the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, become the servant of Sri Krishna and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Come, this is your eternal platform, spiritual platform. become situated in the spiritual platform. You are the servant of Krishna eternally, reminding everyone and helping to achieve the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and go back to Godhead. This is called Audarya Leela, Mahaprabhu's Leela. So devotees are doing externally that Leela, Audarya Leela, assisting Mahaprabhu in that Leela, Audarya Leela. Internally assisting Mahaprabhu to nourish his mood, so Mahaprabhu can relish Aswadanam, relish in the mood of Srimati Radharani, the Krishna Prem. That is Mahaprabhu's Leela. And in Vrindavan, this Prem Leela. So devotees are Madhurya Leela, devotees are assisting, bringing everyone to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Krishna in their service, right? Under the subordination of Srimati Radharani and the Sakhi. Today is Lalita Sakhi appearance day. All the Sakhis are always busy serving the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha, Govinda, assisting in their sambhog leela. How to make happy Krishna? They don't have even slightest selfish desire. They always search what makes Krishna most happy, and they supply that. So simultaneously, the devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu or Gauriya Vaishnavas, they internally render service in Vrindavan and Navadvipa. So now, 6. If one dies in such a celebrated holy place as Prayag, Mathura or Vrindavan, one can be relieved of the reactions to a sinful life and then attain the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again, sinful life is blocking us to achieve the mercy of the Supreme Lord. That's why it is absolutely important to follow rules and regulations. Following 4 regulative principles, regulative principles of bhakti, right? And always endeavor to live sin-free life by accepting our Swarupa. Swarupa itself is pure. The pure soul is always pure. Nothing is attached, contaminated into the soul. Pure soul, which is servant of Krishna. Pure soul means nothing but rasa. Soul is the rasa, Swarupa, embodiment of rasa, pleasure in service to Krishna, embodiment of love for Krishna. It's natural function, natural quality. That is our pure life. And now 7. Although a pure or faithful devotee may fall down, he nevertheless ultimately gets the chance to go back home, back to Godhead, by the mercy of the Lord. And it happened to Junior Haridas, right? He gave up his body. He committed suicide, but in his spiritual body, with his spiritual body, he would sing in his spiritual, every night, devotional song to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu would relish. And that was his goal, to make Mahaprabhu happy, and Mahaprabhu was happy. Mahaprabhu accepted him back to his own association, to teach the lesson for the world. He did that past. Okay, thus we are finished the last verse of the last chapter. So I have little time, so at least I can start the next chapter, then we can end. Chapter 3 now. The glories of Srila Haridas Thakur. A summary of the third chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as follows. A beautiful young Brahmana girl in Jagannath Puri had a very handsome son who was coming every day to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was not very much to the liking of Damodar Pandit. However, who therefore told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you display so much love for this boy, people will doubt your character. Hearing these words from Damodar Pandit, the Lord sent him to Navadvip to supervise the affairs of his mother, Shachidevi. He also specially requested Damodar Pandit to remind his mother that he was sometimes going to her home to accept the food she offered. Thus, following the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Damodar Pandit went to Navadvip, taking with him all kinds of prasadam from Lord Jagannath. On another occasion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once inquired from Haridas Thakur, who was known as Brahma Haridas, how the yavanas or persons bereft of Vedic culture would be delivered in Kali Yuga. Haridas Thakur replied that their deliverance would be possible if they very loudly chanted the Hare Krishna mantra. For hearing the Hare Krishna mantra chanted loudly, even with but little realization, would help them. After describing this incident, the author of the Chaitanya Charitamrita also described how Haridas Thakur was tested at Benapol, a village near Shantipur. A person named Ramachandra Khan, who was envious of Haridas Thakur, sent a professional prostitute to attempt to defame him. But by the mercy of Haridas Thakur, even the prostitute was delivered. Because of offending a pure Vaishnava, Ramachandra Khan was later cursed by Nityananda Prabhu and ruined. From Benapol, Haridas Thakur went to the village known as Chandpur, where he lived at the house of Balram Acharya. Thereafter, Haridas Thakur was received by two brothers known as Piranya and Govardhana Majumdar. But in the course of a discussion, he was offended by a caste Brahmana known as Gopal Chakravarti. Because of this offense, Gopal Chakravarti was punished by being afflicted with leprosy. Haridas Thakur later left Chandpur and went to the house of Advaita Acharya, where he was tested by Maya Devi, the personification of the external energy. She also received his favor by being blessed with the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So text one, very nice. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha. Bande, I offer my respectful obeisances. Aham, I, Shri Guru of my spiritual master, Shri Yuta Padakamalam, unto the opulent lotus feet, Shri Gurun, unto the spiritual masters in the Parampara system, beginning from Madhavendra Puri down to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. Vaishnavam, unto all the Vaishnavas, beginning from Lord Brahma and others, coming from the very point of creation, Cha, and Sri Rupam. Unto Srila Rupa Goswami, Sa Agrajatam, with his elder brothers, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sahagana, with associates, Raghunatha Anvitam, with Raghunathas Goswami, Tam, unto him, Sa Jivam, with Jiva Goswami, Sa Advaitam, with Advaitacharya, Sa Avadhutam, with Nityananda Prabhu, Parijana Sahitam, and with Shivas Thakur and all other devotees, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, unto Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Radha Krishna Padan, unto the lotus feet of all opulent Sri Krishna and Radharani, Sahagana with their associates, Lalita Sri Vishaka Anvitam, accompanied by Lalita and Sri Vishakacha also. Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master and of all the other preceptors on the path of devotional service, unto all the Vaishnavas and unto the six Goswamis, including Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami, and their associates. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Advaitacharya Prabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as well as all his devotees, headed by Srivas Thakur. I then offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani, and all the gopis, headed by Lalita and Vishakha. So it was also first verse of the previous chapter, second chapter, right? This one, this verse is really very important. It's a prayer. We need their mercy, blessings. So by offering our respectful obeisances unto their lotus feet and begging their mercy, desiring their mercy, is very important. We have to be very genuine, honest. When we remember Mahaprabhu, we remember five personalities together, right? Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, and Srivas Thakur. In Vrindavan also, Krishna appeared in five forms, right? Krishna and his Vilas Murti and his avatar, right? And his Bhakta and Shakti, five tattvas together. So in Navadip also five tattvas, pancha tattva. We must beg their mercy. And Mahaprabhu's followers, mainly the six Goswamis and their associates, and all the branches too, right? Chaitanya Bhakti Bhiksha in Adilila, there's a description, right, of so many prominent Vaishnavas, right? Chaitanya Bhakti Bhiksha group. And one of the very strongest branch was who? In modern time, Srila Prabhupada. One person that the part of this Chaitanya Bhiksha is Srila Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada. One person went to America, and from there so many branches came out. Sub-branches. How many? Thousands. Still that branch growing. That branch is spread all over the world. That branch started from Srila Prabhupada, our dear founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. right? From one person, he was very empowered, Chaitanya, part of Chaitanya Briksha, a branch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Bhakti Briksha, Prema Amarataru. So many fortunate souls joined, became the branch of that tree. We ourselves also feel very fortunate servants of Srila Prabhupada, very fortunate servants of Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Charu Swami, Guru Maharaj. We are very fortunate servants of Lord Krishna, fortunate servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ultimately. See, simultaneously you must remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his associates, as well as Shri Radha Krishna and their associates. Mainly Radha Rani's expansions, Kaya Buha, Buha, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Indulekha, Champaklata, Tungavitta, Rangadevi, Sudevi, and their followers, thousands of followers there. And we are all actually servants of Srimati Radhara, assistants of Srimati Radharani, assisting what? In their conjugal pastimes. Assisting in Krishna's conjugal, tasting the conjugal mellow, conjugal rasa, Srimati Radharani. Our goal is Golok Dham. Our goal is to become maid servants of Srimati Radharani, eternally serving their lordships, Shri Radha Govinda, in the spiritual world, Golok Dham. Okay? Thank you so much. Thank you very much. So we have just started one, verse number one in chapter 3. All right. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Dhanat Pranam Adhvarishtu Shila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj.
Dhanat Pranam.
Beautiful class, Mataji. Thank you for your association.
Thank you.
Mataji, not a class related to today's, question related to today's class. I have one question related to the soul. Even I heard from Prabhupada lecture, is it right or not? I just want to confirm. The shape of the soul, how is look like, Mataji, shape of the soul? And then I just want to confirm what I understand from Prabhupada lecture. He said, just like he gave the example of in our body, when we give the our dress to tailor, he will make according to our body, the paint, sort like that. This body, the soul of the shape is like this body, or how is this, Prabhu Mataji?
Yeah, in the conditions stage, we have so many different kinds of dresses, 8.4 million kinds. Which kind you want? Right, that was the point Mahavira Srila Prabhupada was saying. That we are not impersonal, we are personal. That was the point. Body is impersonal, soul is personal. Soul has hand, legs, like that. Mm-hmm. So according to that, that means inside the material body, there's a spiritual body. Spiritual body has senses. Spiritual body has form. Or spiritual body means a person with form, name, and personality, taste, everything is there, consciousness, mind, intelligence, all spiritual. So actual spiritual form, what is? The soul means what we have, we may not know exactly what is. In time, that will be revealed to us by Krishna, by Mahaprabhu. But purity is required. So therefore, our goal is to become more and more pure. It's a fact. We have spiritual personalities, and we have all. Otherwise, how can you serve if you do not have hand, eyes? How can you see? How can you hear? In the material world is the reflection of the spiritual world, isn't it? And like here, we have trees, mountains, rivers, birds, animals. In the spiritual world also, those things are there, but they're all pure. All are servants of Krishna, devotees of Krishna. Here, we're all forgetful of Krishna. Here, everything is material. Says everything is spiritual. As we become qualified, mature, advanced, we realize everything gradually. Just like a very wealthy businessman's son, when he is small boy, the father does not reveal about the business to the son. Does not give the business to the son, nothing. But as the son grows up and becomes mature, then he hands over the business, he reveals everything. Similarly, at this point we are like immature kids, impure and not at all serious. So Krishna would not reveal those intimate things. But as we become mature, means once we accept the swarupa, that we are pure souls, we are servants of Krishna, I'm a person. I do not act otherwise. I must act as the soul, pure, and move towards the spiritual life. Then our life of purity begins. Our life becomes more and more pure, mature, advanced. But just to theoretically accept I am a servant of Krishna, theoretically, it will not act. It will not produce the desired result. That's why chanting is required. Chanting will purify our contamination and inspire from within to move toward the pure life. Chanting should be incessant, actually. Abhishranta chanting. We should not be miserly in chanting. 16 rounds finished for the day. In Antalila, in last chapter, when Mahaprabhu will be speaking about the Sikshashtakam, personally also elaborate the points, explain the points of Sikshashtakam, there he will speak. One great instruction. How can we achieve perfection within this very life? He said, Khaite shuite jatha tatha nam loy. Desh kal niyom nahi sharbo shiddhi hai. If one chant while he is eating, was he's sleeping, and whatever he's doing, constantly chanting, then he will achieve perfection. That chanting would be in mind, manasik. We must practice mentally chanting all the time, incessantly. Without doing that part, how can we expect the perfection? We have to put ourselves in the system of Mahaprabhu. That's the point we studied today, right? We must follow. Mahaprabhu is very strict as well as very easy on us if we try. Is that okay?
Yes, Mataji. Yes. Thank you. It was the question was raised in our group, in our Bhakti Vishya Darshini Mataji. Thank you much.
Hare Krishna, Madhubati.
Hari Bol, what happened to me? My.
No, Mataji.
Are you seeing me?
Yeah, we
yes.
can see. Yeah,
I don't see anyone.
Gaurang Mataji was talking, and that's her.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yes, we were saying that, you know, we have to ask for the mercy of these acharyas, great Vaishnavas, you know. So when we say our prayers to, like, Rupa Goswami, we asking for his shelter and his mercy. We say our prayers to Vrinda Devi also, you know. So how can we understand that we're actually receiving their mercy? Like, how do I know, okay, Vrinda Devi is giving me her mercy, or Rupa Goswami, he's giving me his mercy? How to know?
Your desire for pure bhakti will increase. So like poor man asking for money to a rich man. The rich man is so capable, he sends all the money in his bank account. So he checks his bank account, he gets, money is there. You will realize in so many ways, your mind will be so much focused, inspired, you know, what is required? Constant chanting and constant reading. Two things. If you develop the taste for that, if you become more and more serious, sincere, that means you are getting worse. Moreover, other measurement is there. If your material desires are not at all there, that means you are becoming more and more pure, means mercy is working on you. Or if you see your material desire is increasing, that means you are not sincerely praying and you are not getting mercy. What happened by performing bhakti, weeds also grow, isn't it? When Bhakti Lata bead becomes a little sapling or Bhakti Lata plant, deeper, as it grows, also the weeds grow, right? Weeds means at the same time our material desires also grow. We want both things. Fulfillment of our material desires as well as our bhakti. That means mercy is not, we are not becoming recipients of mercy. If the material desires are coming into our life, this means mercy is not being received. Okay, nādhanam nājanam nāsvīrya. First thing. Then sikshāṣṭakam means the prayer also. Prayer also means nothing in any shape or any form. Nothing. In any shape or any form, any type of material thing we should not desire. We should have only one desire. Because pure soul has one kind of desire.
But I was wondering, would we be able to figure out, okay, this mercy is coming from Rupa Goswami, or is it coming from, you know, in other words, can we identify the personality from whom, how?
Yes, because they are doing the same thing. Same thing in a different flavor. Different variety, same thing. Like Rupa Goswami's 11 teachings in Shikshamrita. Examine yourself. How much you are realizing and progressing in each 11 instructions, right? In Shikshashtakam, Shikshamrita, Rupa Goswami's teachings, right? Rupa Goswami's teachings, right? We must self-examine ourselves, how much I'm progressing, how much, genuinely, like Shikshashtakam here also. Really, we are praying not to have dhanam janam. It is there, how much is coming by the mercy of Krishna, easy way we are accepting for our maintaining our life. Just maintaining life means keeping body and soul together. Our motto is not at all to increase our material facilities, not at all. Increase the spiritual, because I've accepted my Swarupa. I am only Krishna's. I'm made of Krishna, Radha Krishna. My goal is only to enter into the Nitya Leela. Nitya Leela. My goal is only this. How to become transferred into the eternal service of Shri Radha Krishna. Nothing else. If your heart is totally disconnected from any material connection, affection, then you are in a good position. As soon as we accept our eternal identity, immediately we are disconnected with any material connection. In reality, it is there for social, you know, interaction. It is there. But actually, it is not there. Inactive. We want to keep our connection with the world, as well as we want to make strong connection with Krishna. It is not possible. So as soon as we accept our identity as Krishna's servant and Krishna's part and parcel, immediately disconnect. Just like if you switch from one channel to another channel, that previous channel is disconnected, like that. It is there, inactive. It's not that it is not there. It is there, but no activities are there. You are in the family, you are doing everything, but not you are involved materially, you are involved spiritually. In your mind, mentally, you are always chanting. This practice must be going on. And mental chanting is the perfection of chanting, actually. Anywhere, everywhere, just go on chanting. Keeping yourself fully pure. Anything else?
Hare Krishna Mataji, this is Anshu. So I have one question. So what is the difference between pure and impure life?
Again, same point. Whatever is disconnected from Krishna, that is impure in ultimate sense. Okay? Absolute sense. Like you are acting, you are doing some activity, but Krishna is not involved. For Krishna, then it is material. If you are doing for Krishna, then it is spiritual. If my activities are connected with Krishna, then activities are spiritual. My identity is connected with Krishna, this is spiritual. So the first thing that make the connection with Krishna, with your identity, right? Connect with Krishna with your identity. Spiritualize your identity. First, then whatever you do, automatically you will be doing for Krishna. Krishna will be always in your mind. I am Krishna's servant. I am doing everything for Krishna. Live for Krishna, die for Krishna. Even breathe for Krishna. your existence is for Krishna. Entire existence is for Krishna. So we are completely pure. Whatever is not connected with Krishna, that is material. Whatever is connected with Krishna, when the connection is there with Krishna, then it is spiritual. All right? Is that all right?
Yes, Mataji, thank you.
You're welcome. A nice question.
Thank you, Mataji. Is there any question or comment for Mataji?
Anything else?
Yes, Mataji, otherwise we can end the call, Mataji.
Yes. Happy Radha Ashtami. Wish you all very happy Radha Ashtami.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Good night.
Pranam. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev. Please pray for all of us. Thank you, Mataji, for your deep, deep
devotion. Pray for me too.
No, Mataji, we are very fallen salt, Mataji. Please pray for us.
Yeah.